Free appointed to UT System Board of Regents. Texas Border Business, Austin, Texas, Governor Greg Abbott has appointed Robert Gaunt and reappointed Janice Longoria and Rad Weaver to the University of Texas System Board of Regents for terms set to expire on February 1, 2029. Robert Gaunt of Austin is the co-founder of Capital Creek Partners. He is a trustee of the University of Texas Investment Management Company, UTIMCO, and former trustee of the Texas Teachers Retirement System. He is a member of the University of Texas, UT, Chancellor's Council and UT McComb School of Business Advisory Council. He is currently a board member of Little League Baseball, Williamsport, PA, RBI Austin, The Contemporary Austin, and Ascend Mission Academy, Mozambique. Gaunt received a Bachelor of Business Administration and a Master of Business Administration from UT Austin. Janice Longoria of Houston is a retired attorney. She has served on the University of Texas System Board of Regents since February 2017 and is a member of the UTIMCO Board of Directors. She is the former chair of the Port of Houston Authority. She is a co-founder of the Center for Women in Law and the K. Bailey Hutchison Energy Center for Business, Law, and Policy at UT School of Law. She has received the Distinguished Alumnus Award and the President's Citation for Distinguished Service from UT, as well as the Distinguished Alumnus Award for Community Service from UT School of Law. Longoria received a Bachelor of Arts from UT Austin and a Juris Doctor from UT School of Law. Rad Weaver of San Antonio is CEO and Chairman of CW Interests. He has served on the University of Texas System Board of Regents since February 2017 and currently serves as the Vice Chairman. Previously, he was appointed by Governor Abbott as the presiding officer of the Alamo Regional Mobility Authority. He is a former director of the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas, San Antonio branch and former chairman of the San Antonio Chamber of Commerce. Weaver received a Bachelor of Business Administration from UT Austin. These appointments are subject to Senate confirmation.